while addressing a joint session of the 67th North Dakota Legislative Assembly. Governor Burgum called for bold action and investments in infrastructure to build a strong future for the 2021-2023 biennium.
We have the opportunity today to take advantage of low interest rates to bond for roads and bridges and other immediate one-time infrastructure projects, to create a permanent gift for future generations in the form of a $700 million revolving loan fund. And the beauty of the $1.25 billion bonding proposal is that it doesn't raise taxes, even one single dollar.
Specifically, Burgum cited the challenging conditions, both economically and environmentally, that farmers and ranchers faced in 2020. A flock of black swan events, including market crashes, flooding, and drought, tested their resiliency.
Fortunately, commodity prices have rebounded some, putting some wind of hope and opportunity in the sails of our farmers and ranchers heading into this year. Still, as always in agriculture, that optimism is tempered by risk, including the drought that has quietly crept across our state these last several months. A year ago at this time, there was no part of North Dakota that was considered abnormally dry.
To conclude the address, Burgum reminded North Dakotans that global pandemics like COVID-19 aren't all doom and gloom.
Yes, pandemics and global economics are extremely complex. They're intertwined, they're interrelated, and they come with unknown after unknown. But there's one thing that we've always known, and what this pandemic has taught us again, and that all the great spiritual traditions of the world know, is that the power of love and forgiveness can disarm and disable the anger that is fanned in an attempt to divide us.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.